Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mayor Adams is announcing a series of reforms to help low-income New Yorkers be able to afford the city's skyrocketing housing costs.
WCBS's Steve Burns is joining us from City Hall. So, Steve, what kind of reforms are we talking about?
Now, the reforms here are mostly aimed at what's known as City FEPs. That's the voucher program the city offers to low-income New Yorkers in homeless shelters, to help them pay for new housing. The eligibility ceiling is going to be raised in terms of income. The mayor noted that someone making minimum wage in New York right now is making too much money to qualify for this program since it was attached to the federal poverty line. So that expansion will include those making the city's minimum wage, also reducing the number of hours someone has to work to qualify from 30 hours a week down to 14. And there's another goal here to make this program more geographically diverse. Half the vouchers have been getting used in just 10% of the city's neighborhoods. Now the mayor says the city will help pay for housing in some more expensive neighborhoods, places where people might have been more resistant to new neighbors. But the mayor says the entire city needs to help out in the housing crisis because, as he's fond of saying, as a former philosopher, he said, rent is still too damn high in New York City.
Steve, homelessness remains a serious issue in the city. What new ideas does the mayor have to try to get people off the streets?
Right. The goal we hear all the time from advocates in this area is that people should be spending little or no time in a homeless shelter, that they should be getting moved into housing as quickly as possible since it's a much more stable environment. So Mayor Adams says he wants to move in that direction. He's starting a pilot program. It's called Street to Housing for 80 people, homeless who come in from the street. They'll be moved directly into housing. They'll skip the shelter system altogether, and they'll get support from a nonprofit to try to help them stay in that home.
Mayor Adams also addressing the asylum seeker tent facility on Randall's Island that will be coming down in the next few days after it was only up for a few weeks. What's the mayor's rationale there?
Yeah, we heard the mayor get very defensive when he was asked about this. He said that tent facility was evidence that he and his administration handled the situation well. A crisis was averted, in his words. Those tents will be coming down this week, and those who are there are getting moved to a hotel in Midtown, which is what council members, advocates, other politicians, what they'd all been calling for all along. But the mayor insisted he handled this very well. He credited himself and his own advocacy for the Biden administration's new border policies, turning more people around at the border. He also had some harsh words for the comptroller, Brad Lander. Lander had sent a letter over basically asking for the receipts. He wants a better idea of how much this all cost the city. The mayor said he will send them over, but said Lander is politicizing this story.
All right, Steve, thank you. WCBS's Steve Burns at City Hall.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.